ask Jonathan Kreis Tompkins what's on his agenda this summer, and he says...
Oh, all sorts of stuff. Do you mind if I get my phone?
Kreis Tompkins is a man on the move. He's wearing a Boston Marathon shirt with running shorts and sneakers, and when he talks policy, his enthusiasm overflows into emphatic hand gestures. Ask what he's paying attention to right now, and you get a whole list.
Okay, starting at 17, ending at 35. What is that? 18 different items.
That's 18 issues that he and his staff want to dig into over the summer to see if there's legislation they can introduce next year. That is, if he wins re-election in November and returns to Juneau next January. The list includes dealing with derelict boats, helping small breweries like Sitka's Baranoff Island Brewing Company cut through red tape, and finding ways to increase the number of fishing permits held in-state instead of by fishermen in Washington and Oregon. One thing he's really excited about...
Here's another one that I'm personally very fond of is looking at insurance law in Alaska.
Yep, insurance law. He'd like to see car insurance based on the number of miles a person drives, which would lower costs for people in rural Alaskan towns that don't have big road systems. If there's a theme here, it's a kind of legislative modesty.
These aren't sort of grand ideological things that you're excited about.
My job is to make people's lives better. And there are so many ways to do that, and you don't have to wage ideological warfare to make Alaska a better place to live. There are these concrete, applicable ideas that should be bipartisan, that should unite people. So, I mean, to me, that's what really gets me excited, things like car insurance, because that affects anyone who owns a car and, you know, would have a special benefit to Alaskans.
Kreis Tompkins says this approach guided his time in Juneau. As a freshman and a member of the Democratic minority, he came into office with pretty much no clout. He dealt with this his first year with a deliberate strategy of doing nothing. He didn't try to pass any legislation, instead reaching out to all 59 of his fellow lawmakers and deciding he would only introduce bills that drew bipartisan support. That approach, he said, paid off in his second year.
We have the smallest bicameral legislature in the nation, so arguably more than any other state in the United States, you can get a lot of stuff done in Alaska based on the strength of personal relationships, regardless of your caucus, regardless of whether you're rural or urban, regardless of whether you're a Democrat or a Republican.
This year, Kreis Tompkins introduced two bills that made it through the legislature. One creates a state holiday recognizing Tlingit civil rights leader Walter Soboloff. The other recognizes 20 Alaska Native languages as official state languages. Kreis Tompkins said the Native language bill alone makes the last 2 years worth it.
When you think about the kind of legacy you can leave with your life, like a measurable impact on the world that, I mean, you can, you know, think of in concrete terms, trying to help save a language or revitalize a language, which is a way of looking at and understanding the world of immense meaning to so many people, but especially the people of that culture, that's profound.
Kreis Tompkins' next challenge will be a run for re-election. His House district has been redrawn. Haines and Metlakatla are out, while Northern Prince of Wales and Petersburg are in. And Petersburg Republican Stephen Samuelson has said he'll run for the seat. Kreis Tompkins says he'll campaign the same way he did the first time around, door to door. One of the things he'll be talking about is his support for the referendum this summer to repeal SB 21, the new oil tax regime passed by the legislature last year. Kreis Tompkins argues that SB 21 is a major giveaway to oil companies.
They're our partners, but they're not our friends. There's a difference between those two. And the state, you know, trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan would say. And I feel the state needs to, you know, be rigorous with its verification. When we're talking about our sovereign resource, the biggest source of revenue for the state of Alaska. And I think there's some red flags that are out there that, you know, need to be investigated.
Just add it to the list. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.